The Rift Drifter, Episode 1, Old Beans and Bold Beans.
To whoever may hear this recording, hello. I am the wizard Feldspar. I live here on an asteroid drifting through space. No one else lives here with me. The planet that I used to live on was destroyed long ago, and I did not step up. I did nothing to prevent the destruction of my world. And this is my punishment. To drift through space, all alone, hoping to come into contact with portals to other worlds. I have begun to record my thoughts and my journeys, so that perhaps others may learn, as I continue to grow and explore. Up ahead of me, I see an interesting portal. I shall pilot the asteroid towards it. What a strange planet. Looks like a seesaw. One long plank of Earth balanced atop a fulcrum. Perhaps this will be a worthy place to explore. I am now on the surface of the planet. All around me, I see vast fields of crops. Very few buildings. There are small groups of people moving back and forth who tend the plants. There is ash in the air. I'm standing at the high end of the planet right now. It seems it is beginning its descent. I look down the planet, I can see more and more fields, and some form of light coming from the center. The pods of people look like they know exactly what they're supposed to do. They're working in harmony with each other. But there's one figure off by themselves, laden down with baskets of different vegetables. I will approach. You there!
Hello!
I am Feldspar, the wizard, a traveller.
Hi, I'm Spurnton.
Spurnton. I am new to your world.
You got an extra arm.
Ah, yes. The people here appear to have two legs and one arm.
Three limbs, just as all should be in order.
Ah, order's very important to you.
Yeah, everything has its place.
And what is your place, Spurnton?
I am, well, that's a very difficult and loaded question you've given me.
It shouldn't be so loaded if everyone has a place. If everyone has a place, shouldn't you know where yours is?
I know where I'm supposed to be.
Ah.
But that's not what I want to be.
Where are you supposed to be, Spurnton?
With the 73rd degree, planting pumpkins, I think we were doing.
I noticed a lot of ash in the air.
Well, that's from the burning.
Well, what has been burning?
The old people.
Deliberately?
Well, it's just what happens when you die.
Ah, so when you die here, your body catches fire.
You just go... Oh, I assume you just go poof. Sort of like a burning person would go.
Very, very interesting.
Do you
know how
to burn when you die?
I've never died before.
That makes sense. We die all the time, but we come back.
Ah, you are reincarnated.
As beans, and then people, and beans, then people, with a bit of fire in the middle.
Seems as though things have been repeating for a long time.
Yeah, that's the order.
So what do you do on a normal day?
I take some supplies to the center, because not everything grows there like it should.
What happens at the center?
Everything's in balance. That's where the inner triangle is.
Oh. And on the outsides, things are not in balance?
No, that's where things grow. Or not grow, but are planted to grow.
Sounds as though the place where things grow is the best place of all.
Well, you could be of that opinion, and you'd be wrong.
I am?
Well, at least according to the inner triangle.
I'm not sure I like this inner triangle. You look, you're hesitating a lot, Spurnton. How do you feel about the inner triangle?
Well, you gotta know, you're not a plant, are you? Not like a plant, but like a plant?
I'm a wizard.
Well...
And a wizard can be no kind of plant.
That's interesting and very explicit, but... I'm not a huge fan of the inner triangle. We don't see eye to eye. Mainly because my height constantly changes because I'm not in balance, but theirs doesn't because they're in balance.
Well, your height changes? Is this something that happens to all of your people or just you?
Oh, the people on the edges, they grow and shrink as the world, as the seasons change, as the... world goes up and down.
I would very much like to understand the seasons of your world.
Well, there's three. There's the up season, the balance season, and the down season.
It seems that we're in the up season right now.
Yeah, and we're heading to the balance season.
Tell me more about the up season.
The up season is when we harvest all the goods. And all the food. And when the old people catch fire.
You seem quite tall right now.
Yeah, and that's when we grow tall in the up season, so we can pick all the beans and the fruit from the tall trees.
Ah. When what of the balance season?
The balance season is when we celebrate the everything being in balance. We have big feasts, and everyone enjoys the crops that they grow or have other people have grown, and we prepare for the change to come.
And that change, I'm assuming, is to the low season.
Well, unless you're going up again.
Ah, so you have twice as many balanced seasons as any other kind of seasons, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, what happens in the low season?
The low season is when you plant everything. And when you become real small. So that you can easily get on the ground and plant all the seeds for the coming up season.
Spurnton may not understand this, but I... I would speculate that this has something to do with the shifting gravity in this planetary arrangement. Very interesting. Well, it sounds like you have a lot to prepare for the balance season, creating feasts. Everyone brings all of the different plants and harvests together and shares. Is that what happens?
No.
No?
Everyone gets one kind of thing.
Well, why?
It's just the way it always has been. But I've got a way to change that.
Well, looking around me, I see many different kinds of crop. I see pumpkins, corn growing tall, many kinds of bean and legume. Why would you not put this together?
Because everyone gets what they grow, or if in the down season we share some things with them, but you only get one kind of thing. Because in the next down season, you'll get a different kind of thing.
Ah, so there is change, but it is very ordered.
Everything changes.
Well, what is your plan, Spurnton?
Well, I think it's stupid that we don't... Because sometimes you're in the mood for a carrot, and you don't want to wait 3 seasons to have a carrot. So I'm going to make it so everyone can enjoy any vegetables they want.
How?
With my invention.
Oh, tell me of your invention, Spurnton.
It's soup.
Soup?
It's when you boil a bunch of vegetables together in hot water.
Oh, that's all? That's what it is? What a marvelous invention, Spurnton.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's quite, maybe not big for a big old wizard person who's currently shorter than me, but taller than me most of the time.
I heartily approve of this invention.
I'm trying, but nobody wants to try it.
Why not?
Well, because it goes against everything we're taught.
Ah, that you cannot mix things, that you must only have one thing at a time. That sometimes you are tall, sometimes you are short, sometimes you eat carrots, sometimes you eat pumpkins.
They tell us there are bold beans and old beans, but no old bold beans. But I want to be an old bold bean, eating soup as I catch fire.
I believe, Spurnton, that you will be an old bold bean. I have traveled here from afar, and I sense in you a glorious purpose. It is your destiny to bring soup to your people.
Really?
I believe it.
Would you try some soup?
You have some.
Well, I gotta prepare it.
Oh, will that take long?
I mean, it's been on the boil.
Ah, excellent.
Just gotta put it in a bowl, which I also, I guess, invented, but it's less impressive than the invention of soup.
Well, it's quite impressive. Tell me what's in your soup.
Oh, this one's got beans.
Yes.
Carrot. Pumpkin. Apples.
Apples? No, I'm not surprised. Yes.
Tomatoes. I think that's a chili. I found one of them.
Wow. That's a lot of things.
Well, I'm still working on it, and only I taste it, so I'm not really sure how other people's palates would like it. So I'm trying to find people to try it.
I will try your soup.
Well, here's a bowl of soup. Be honest.
Oh, I will be. Hold on, I just need one more spoonful. That is a very fine soup, Spurnton.
Oh. Excellent.
Well, I think sometimes people can be very resistant to change.
Well, no, we change all the time, just not in the right way.
Well, consistent change is in some ways no change at all. It's just routine. Breaking the routine can be difficult. But I think if you can show how much you enjoy the soup, and if you keep at it, eventually they will come around.
You know, before today, I was about to give up. I'd come on to the edge to throw all my goods and bowls and fly off the edge.
No. No, Splinton. We must throw something else off the edge. Your doubts. Have you ever been to the edge?
I've been once.
What's it like?
Distant. Impossible. And fantastic all at once.
Walk with me.
Okay.
I can see a vastness below. Has anyone ever walked off the edge?
The inner triangle would tell you no, but there was a rumor that the entire second degree pod jumped off.
Why did they do that?
Because they wanted carrots, but they were farming pumpkins.
Very grave.
They wanted to see if there was anything beyond.
Tell your doubts to the void, Spurton.
I worry that no one will ever try the soup. And that even if they do, it won't be good enough.
It is good enough, Spurton. You are good enough. Keep cooking. I have just one more piece of advice.
What is it?
Have you heard of salt?
Well, we have some in the middle.
It makes things better.
I'll head to the middle and find the salt.
You do that, Spurton. I must now take my leave.
It was nice to meet you, Feldspar.
It was very nice to meet you as well, Spurton.
You know, I hope they found something out there. Found that emptiness.
There are many things out in the emptiness. Now, I will step off the edge into the portal. Maybe you should say them to the void as well. Goodbye for now, and I hope you join me on many more journeys.
The Rift Drifter was produced by Callum Stephen and Kieran Sill, and edited by Callum Stephen. Our world-building process was inspired by the role-playing game Questlandia by Hannah Schaefer and Evan Rowland. Feldspar the Wizard was played by Kieran Searle, who performs improv comedy regularly with the Court Jesters. Today's musicians were Callum Stephen and Tom Harris. Tom performs with the band Yurt Party and can be followed on the back roads of Ennington. Spurrington The inventor of soup was played by Keegan Meeklejohn. Keegan can often be found performing stand-up at Good Times Comedy Club, in addition to his own D&D actual play show, Swords and Shit. You can follow him at facebook.com/KeeganMeekleJohn. More episodes of The Rift Drifter can be found each month wherever you get your podcast from. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Rift Drifter Pod, or on YouTube as Feldspar the Wizard.
I'll see you again in the next world. Goodbye.